Hey everybody, Jason here.
Casey here. Hope everybody's been having a good week considering all the events going on all over the world right now.
Yep. At least the weather has been getting a little bit nicer and warmer.
Even though every day feels like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, but yesterday was a really nice day where we were. It was about 70 degrees and sunny.
It was so nice. It was like the first nice day like that in months.
Right. I was so I've been working, you know, from home. So I was in the basement working yesterday, and Casey called me and she's like, "You gotta come outside. It's so nice out here, and it's kind, you know, almost like, you know, who knows when we'll have another day like this because we're still in April," which is true.
Yeah, and here in Wisconsin in April, you just don't know what you're gonna get. You could get 70 degrees one day and snow the next.
Yeah,
you just don't know. And not that snow is super common in April, but we're always due to get at least one snow.
We are. Fall, last year I thought it was like
at the end of April.
April 18th or something like that we got a big snowfall.
It was even later because my parents already had their greenhouse open, remember? It was like the week after their opening weekend, so it was almost May.
Yeah, and it was a lot. I mean, it disappears fast, but still, it's, you know, it's pretty hit or miss weather.
Right. So I'm like, I was just out there, you know, planting up some cute little pansy containers because it just felt so good being out there. And I'm like, man, Jason's working in that cold basement. It's so nice.
I had the little space
here.
Heater going next to me.
Yeah, the space
that did help.
Heater going. You should have opened up a window and
sat
that's down there.
Duh. I didn't even think about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I would have warmed it up down there.
Yeah, because it's probably like 55, 60. 60 in the basement.
Yeah,
so it's
and
chilly.
Unless he has a meeting, a lot of his work he could do once it's dark outside. So I'm like, you know, just come out and enjoy it. You have all night and then all day tomorrow when it's supposed to be cloudy and possible rain. So, you know, when you have a nice day, you kind of just have to put things down and go out, especially right now if we're at home or if you're working from home. If you don't have meetings, you might as well enjoy it.
Yeah. Nope, I agree.
You can do the hard work at night.
Yeah, which I didn't. Just to let you know.
He ate ice cream and watched Shameless.
But actually last night, we'll go back to what we did during the day. But last night, so we all came in, girls took baths, we ate, we kind of got, you know, relaxed and, you know, cozy on the couch. And then I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go outside and just kind of see how it feels out there, and brought my phone out there and recorded some of the sounds of nature, and then the girls ended up coming out there. It was a beautiful night,
so
too.
The reason why I'm saying aw is because as soon as we all relaxed, I fell asleep on the couch because I had a long day in the garden
yesterday.
Yeah,
she was exhausted.
Yeah. So this is the first time I'm hearing that they all went outside and enjoyed
it. You'll see
it
on my stories. I posted it on my Instagram stories so everybody can follow along there. That's at @JChrisLawrence for Instagram.
And the Chris is C-R-I-S.
Yes.
I always get confused because I always think it's C-H-R-I-S. But it's
Chris. Yeah, but everybody spells their name Chris with a C.
I know, but it's C-H is usually...
Oh, I see what you mean.
You are C-R-I-S, but in real life, you're C-H.
Yeah. Well, if you maybe put my name in there, it'll probably come up, right? Jason Lawrence?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You'll find them there. Yeah. Now I want to see those stories because I'm like, what did I miss?
They're good. But then, going back to, you know, I came out of the basement and Casey was outside. She was amending the or getting some of the weeds out of one of the raised beds.
Yeah, so we were prepping a raised bed for planting peas. This is the time we plant peas, and you can plant a lot of cold crops right now, but we really just start off with the peas and then we do everything else all at once in May. But I was just getting the weeds out of there and then amending the soil with some fresh garden soil, which is just like a little bit of compost and topsoil mixed together. And then I'll usually go ahead and mix in some potting soil, but right now we're just doing peas, so we don't need the potting soil because that's mainly for when we add the flowers.
Right, yep.
So Jason came out there and filmed me, and then once we were done with all of that, we, you know, we were opening up the, well, the greenhouse was already open, and it's just like we were admiring the greenhouse.
Yes, we were.
Everything just looks so good.
Yeah.
And so much better.
The one thing I think is really cool, and I said to Casey when we were in there, because both doors are open, so it's a big, like 6 foot wide opening.
Yeah.
When both doors are open, and we were standing in there, and it kind of flanks the corner of our garden oasis area. So yeah. When you're standing in the greenhouse, you're surrounded by, you know, green and flowers, and then you're looking out into the garden. So it's like you're still part of the garden area, even though you're inside the greenhouse. And I think that's so cool.
I just feel though, like with these days, with the nice weather and opening up the doors, the plants are doing so much better with all of this natural air, and they just look so much healthier.
They do. I mean, even though it's warm in the greenhouse, if there's no natural airflow that's in there, it's just, that's not always the best.
And I don't feel like the bugs are as bad, and I haven't even sprayed anything. And I've been seeing so many bees. And,
yes.
I mean, there's just, it's bound to have some beneficials. I know we already have spiders in there, so they help take care of some of that, you know. But it's just, I feel like plants just do better when they're not caged and cooped up.
Right.
They do better in their natural habitat, which is with the fresh air. And it's just like, you know, growing a plant inside, no matter how good it looks, it still looks better in its natural habitat.
Right. Yeah. There's always those issues with growing it inside, just because a lot of it's probably just that air movement, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we do have a fan in the greenhouse too, but there's just, you know, when you've got a 70 degree day and a nice warm breeze, you know, that's different than the fan.
Yeah, so. But we got another set of double doors on the back of the greenhouse, so that way we can open up on really hot days. That way, I feel like the back of the greenhouse gets really hot.
Yes.
And I feel like there needs to be air circulation flowing through there too.
Yep.
So right now we have it winterized, which is just a lot of, you know, boarding up.
Yeah, I sealed the doors, kind of caulked around them just so that no cold air was getting in. In the next couple, I'm going to unseal them so that we can open those back ones, because it's not as crucial now. It's not getting as cold at night. And, you know, the greenhouse, it's 24 by 24. So if we have both the front set of double doors and then the back set of double doors open, you know, I think we'll get a nice airflow through there. Yeah. And
you'll feel like you're outside.
Right.
Because it's not that huge. Like,
right.
If you have a really long tunnel house, like my dad's, it's like 120 feet long.
Yeah, then you need some other alternative.
That's when you really need the roll-up
sides. The roll-up sides, which we do have. And I think I probably will put on one of the sides, just so we do have the option. It basically, a roll-up side allows you to roll up the plastic on, like, the bottom quarter of the greenhouse on the side, so that way you can get a breeze through the side, and if it's really hot, you know, you want to get some airflow in.
But I think first let's see how it is on the next hot day with the two doors open. And see what happens, because really I don't know if we'll need the roll-up sides until, you know, when it's really hot in the summertime, keep it a little cooler, even though we won't be growing much in there at that time,
right?
It's too hot, but you know, it'd just be nice to kind of have that space, even if it's raining.
Yeah.
You know, bringing a few chairs in there to watch the rain in the garden this year.
Yeah, exactly. You can have the doors open and still have that view of everything outside.
It'll be so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the to-do list this week in the, what do you have to do in the gardens this week?
Well, first off, we finally got a potting bench, so we'll be putting that together this week and using it, because we have a lot of new seedlings to be planted up. And
that'll be fun.
Yeah, we've been, every day there's a new seedling that needs to get planted up into something larger. And once they're planted up into a new cell, a larger cell, that's the cell they stay in until they're out in the garden.
Yep. So yesterday, Casey, you planted up. Bumped up some seedlings into some bigger.
Yeah, we did some pink snaps, like the Liberty variety. And those were actually seed saved from fall, which we're going to do that again, because we seed saved so many snapdragon seeds, blue Victoria salvia seeds, and vegetable seeds. And they've all done really well. So I'm going to do that again.
Yeah, why not? Well worth it. Yeah. Definitely well worth it.
Yeah.
Another batch of peas. So there's going to be two raised beds this year with peas.
Yeah, we love them so much, and we went through them so fast last year, even though every year I add more and more.
Yeah, well, and this year is a new so we planted the Max Gold.
Max Gold variety, yesterday. Which is our favorite. We've been doing that one for a few years now. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to try a new variety. Now I'm forgetting what it's called. But it's supposed to be one of the largest potted peas where it can get up to 13 peas per pot.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we did one bed yesterday, but I'm going to wait 2 weeks and then do another bed. And that's called succession seeding. So you're pretty much spacing out your seeding time, so that way you're spacing out your harvest time, so that way you're not getting so much at once and then you're getting waste.
Yeah, right. You can only eat so much at once.
Right, and I love peas the best for fresh eating. I don't mm-hmm. love them frozen or right. canned. You know, I prefer them fresh, so that way we'll be able to snack on peas from the beginning of July till the end of July.
Yeah, that's awesome. So as one batch is coming to an end, the next one's coming in, so yeah. That's perfect.
Yep, right. And then yesterday we did do a new way of planting our peas in the raised bed to set it up for a planting in June, and we'll share that in our video this coming, well, probably the next video. No, the next video is another spring container gardening video, then the pea planting.
Mm-hmm.
So
a lot of videos coming out. So yeah, and that's on the Lawrence Garden Farm yep. YouTube channel.
Yep, and so you'll see that, and you'll see why we're doing what we're doing with it.
the other thing, and we actually did this on Sunday, we kind of replanned where we're going to put the girls' science lab, and that's the little shed on wheels, basically, mm-hmm. that we bought and brought home, and we are going to make a whole new garden area for it, and still are, but mm-hmm. we are and determined to put it in a new spot, and it's there right now.
Yep. So the reason why we had to move it is because of everything going on. We're just trying to cut back on costs for garden projects. We just want to be, you know, smart with the way that we're spending our money right now, so we don't get into, you know, any stressful situations.
Right.
It's not worth it. So, and we're also actually sat down and redrew out and redesigned the whole area. And it's still going to have a lot of fruit gardens around it because we already ordered the trees and blueberries and new raspberries in January.
Yeah.
So,
and I love the new spot. So if you, our garden oasis is off the south side of our house. So if you're standing looking at our garden oasis on the back right corner, we've got the greenhouse, which I described as kind of like mm-hmm. angled and looks onto the garden. Mm-hmm. Now the science lab, the girls' playhouse area, is on the left rear corner at that same angle as the greenhouse. So it kind mm-hmm. of are, they're like two perfect end caps. They close in yeah. the garden area perfectly.
Yeah, it balances the garden really well.
Yeah.
And we're going to do some cool things though. And especially with, I know everybody uses pallets and stuff like that, but my dad gets so many pallets from like their shipments and stuff at the garden center. And I'm like, you know, we could do one of those cool pallet walls. So we're going to have like a cool pallet wall accent in the fruit garden area and do something different. So, you know, just really using what we have.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be great to share with people too, because a lot of times you can get pallets for free.
Yep.
And I think just using what we have will help people see, you know, they're going to start going through their garages or
right.
their, you know, dump piles or, you know, all the things that they hang on to
yep.
and try to reuse it in a way that, you know, is functional in the garden.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this new addition that we're doing last year. And last year it was, we planted all of the corn there and some pumpkins there. And that's mm-hmm. typically what we've been doing.
For 6 years.
Yeah. So now it's going to be its own. We've got fruit trees that are coming yep. in by the end of the month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then blueberry bushes.
Blueberry bushes.
New raspberry bushes.
Yep.
Because in another recent video, we talked about how we cut down all of our raspberry bushes due to where they were being planted because they weren't doing well because of a pine tree. You can watch that video on the Lawrence Garden Farm channel because I go into detail why. But
right.
So we ordered in some new bushes.
Yeah.
And that way we can start fresh. And I just think it's going to be really neat, especially for the kids to have somewhere to go with like their cool findings. And lately we've been going outside exploring the fields.
Doing rock hunting.
Rock hunting. Yeah. So I'm like, they can bring them in there and wash up their rocks outside, bring them in there and,
Yeah.
Look at them.
When did we do that? Not yesterday, but the day before. So we've got a waterway that runs along. And that's what's cool. This new garden area is going to abut that waterway.
Yeah.
But the waterway runs along the south side of our property. And then it kind of goes out into the farm field. And at the end of this farm field, there's what's called a weir. It's almost like a little dam if you look at a little waterfall type area where all the water runs. But there's tons of cool rocks in the fields and around that area. So it's a really cool place to explore and walk and hike.
It really is. So we found a lot of rocks, and we came in the house and we washed them. And I'm just like, you know, it would be so cool if they could like display the rocks that they found that they loved inside of their science room. So that gave me another idea for a design feature in their science room, you know.
So something else that we'll probably try and get done this week. I know I've got some prep work to do inside of the girls' science center shed. There's a lot of like just screws and nails that I need to take out before Casey can go in there and paint it.
Yeah, and I'll do something really cute, and I can't wait to share that with you guys on the Lawrence Garden Farm channel, because it's going to be really neat and quite the transformation.
Right. Yep. So yeah, you'll see everything, that whole third edition now to the Garden Oasis. You'll see everything on the Lawrence Garden Farm channel.
It'll be nice.
Yeah. So we'll keep you posted there. I think one of the last things we wanted to talk about was just the overall kids' entertainment and keeping the girls busy, and everybody's going through, you know, the same types of things right now.
Yep. At home with the kids, homeschooling, working. You know, it feels like overwhelming. It feels like a lot. But honestly, I really have been, other than the bad stuff going on, I've been enjoying this time with Jason and the girls. And it's actually been a nice little switch up when we're just talking, you know, our schedule.
Right. Yeah. You can't, I mean, the thing is we can't change what's going on outside in the world. It is what it is. We're in these circumstances. We can change little things that we do, of course, but overall, we kind of have to, you know, do what we need to do and stay at home and be with the family. So I think like this time is a really special time, because this may not ever happen again in our lifetimes. Right. Who knows? So. Yeah. You know, we've got this period in time where, you know, we're able to just spend so much more time with family.
Yeah. It's almost like as if, like, you know, God's looking down, like, you know, maybe all of you should start enjoying what you actually have.
Right, and slowing things down, you know. Yeah,
I feel like everything's always so fast-paced, and, you know, the days are long, but the years are fast.
Right.
And it's like, oh, gosh, I can't even remember this, I can't remember that, because I was busy doing this or that. And, you know, it's just, it's a whirlwind, and with everything bad going on, we could focus in on the bad, but we choose to focus in on what we've been given.
Right, exactly.
You know, which is always time.
Right, yep.
That's the one positive that we can get out of this, is we've been given time. And now we have to turn it into a positive rather than, you know, like this daunting thing.
Right, exactly. Yep, we always like to find the positive.
Yeah.
And why not? Why wouldn't you? Again, if you can't do anything about what's going on out there, well, you make the best of it, and you still want to have the best life that you can. And
make the lemonade.
Right, exactly. Make the lemonade.
And you know, things are so different now too. Could you imagine if this happened to us when 20 years ago when we were kids?
Yeah.
Now that would be true boredom.
Yeah.
Kids have no idea these days how good they have it. They have access to so much entertainment.
Right.
You know, I mean, even their schooling can be done online. Their streaming services for videos, educational or entertaining, streaming online.
Yep. Yeah.
Games online.
Yeah.
Friends chatting online.
Yep.
It's like you can see everybody you need to see online. So it's like, I don't get it. Like when I was little, if we had to stay at home, those are the only faces you see. That's the only place you can really go.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Keeping in touch would definitely be, you know, didn't really happen. I mean, you know, to the extent that you can today, the girls have On Facebook, it's a kids messenger app.
Yep.
And they're connected with all of their cousins and grandparents now.
Yep.
So
yep.
they can literally, at the touch of a button, whenever they want, they can talk to grandma, grandpa, and see them, whatever cousins they want to. So that has been
what's really nice about kids messenger kids, too, is that Jason and I actually...
can control
who they talk
right.
to.
They can only be set up with people they that can't, we set them up with.
Right. And they can't just add anybody or be followed by, you know, it's not like a following thing or a subscriber thing. So it's not like
it's completely safe.
Yeah. Yep. So it's controlled completely by the parents. The parents have to go in and sign in through their Facebook account, and the parents are the ones that have to add somebody if they wanted to chat with someone else, or so it that is really nice. It's very controlled, safe place for them to be social.
Right. Yep. Yeah, I agree. So it's been good so far. So.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, anything else that I have a little update. So in the last podcast, I told you that I was going to contact Citizen Pictures. That's the if you listen to the last podcast, we kind of got into the business side, the online business side of
the other half of us.
Right. The other half of us and what we're doing on YouTube and Instagram. And we talked about a possible TV show and working with production companies. So I did reach out to Citizen Pictures. That was the production company that we did not sign with. We signed with High Noon Net, which is the same production company that found Chip and Joanna Gaines and produces Fixer Upper along with other shows on HGTV. So that's why we went with them.
Well, and because I was following them on Instagram because I do really love everything they produce. So, yep.
So it was just kind of nice. So I emailed Katie, is her name, at Citizen, and just wanted to see how everything was going and kind of just throw it back out there like, hey, you know, didn't work out with High Noon because the Magnolia Net had already found another
show.
So if there's anything that you think would be an opportunity out there, let us know. And she got back and said that, of course she would, if there's any channels that come out and say that they're looking for garden content, she'll definitely reach out to us. And I did let her know about the magazine article we have coming out in Country Gardens Magazine.
May 1st.
Mm-hmm. So that's coming out really soon.
On the Lawrence Garden.
Yeah. Farm. Which, you know, I was thinking about this. So it's mainly sold at Walgreens and grocery stores. So a lot of people are still going there. So you still have a chance to, to easily
you
get
that. You can order it online too.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just wanted to update you. We did hear back from them, and they did say that, you know, if any other channels reached out and said, we need gardening content, they're going to think of us, which is cool.
And you know, I think this would be the best year for networks to start branching out more into gardening because many more people are getting into gardening. And that's the thing is, so many channels, it started about like 10 years ago where even HGTV, like Home Garden TV, they went to just homes. They cut out the garden
completely. Right, they have no garden
and,
content.
Well, I think they have like a yard one or something.
I don't know if they do. That was DIY, wasn't it?
Well, maybe. Maybe you're right. I'm not sure. Now with streaming services, I don't really watch HGTV that much. And I don't watch it that much because there isn't any gardening content.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like... But they went to all homes. So they pretty much cut out gardening and... All networks did. Nobody really offers gardening. And so that's why once Magnolia had their own network, they put out a thing saying that they're looking for gardening content. And that's when we got contacted by the two companies. But they, at that time, had already found somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why they would have sent out if they already kind of knew who they wanted to go with.
I don't know.
But, and that's fine. Because if you guys follow Joanna Gaines online, you know, on Instagram, she actually talks about and has a preview for who that gardener is. And it's more of a farm. It's a flower
farm.
Yeah,
it looks like it'll be a cool show. They're expanding their farm.
Their flower farm.
Their flower farm by many, many acres. And it looks like it should be a good show.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know.
So that'll be cool. But so that's why we reached out again. Because I really think that, you know, not that we have to be on TV in order to be doing what we're doing, but because it's already been, we've been contacted like four times right, in the past 3 years by so different companies. It's
right. It's like, another, you know, it's another platform, another avenue. So yeah, it's just, I think it's good to just keep that out there so that Citizen Pictures, for example, if something does come up, since we just recently were in contact with them, we're going to be on top of mind. So yeah, that's the main purpose of, you know, of just out, keeping in touch and reaching out. So. Yeah.
Yep. Well, I think that concludes yeah, for today. Yeah. I'm ready to get my day started. I've yep, got some things on my list, and Wednesdays are my work days, and Jason is at home dad day.
Yep. I'm daddy duty day today. Say that 10 times fast.
daddy duty day.
See, there you go.
All right, guys. We hope you have an awesome day. Yes. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
God bless.
Bye.